the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Isn't that a really helpful visual aid? Thank you, Corey. Protection, unity, insight. So if you're praying for Corey, just think about those three things, okay? We're going to just spend a few minutes looking at God's word. We've talked about Corey and going, and we're going to be thinking a little bit in James chapter 2. You might want to find it in the Bibles on your tables. We're going to look at it in detail in a moment. In the Children's Bible, it's page 1423. And in the green, should we call it a grown-up's Bible, should we call it that? Page 1149. We're going to look at the first 10 verses of James chapter 2. We've been thinking this morning about including people, welcoming people, showing favoritism. Hannah's quite choosy, isn't she? Quite choosy. Lots of criteria about who she will have sitting on the stage with her. I wonder whether you have been somebody who's felt left out, whether you've not been picked. Have you ever had that moment at school when you weren't picked for the team, when you didn't get into Tuesday football because somebody got there before you? Whether it's been picked by a teacher to help, being picked to help in Sunday school, being asked to do a job that you really wanted to do. We all know what it feels like to be left out or to have somebody preferred above us when we think we should be there. We should find our way in that. Well, James is writing to somebody, to the church, saying, don't treat people by external, outward-looking things because they're smart or they've got money. He's saying, treat people by the grace of God that you have also known. That's the headline. We read it earlier. My friends, you are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, it says here on the scroll. So never think that some people are more important than others. We're invited to communion later, not because of anything we've done or because of who we are, because of who God is, because of the grace he has shown us. We're going to look at this passage, and there's 10 verses to read. I just think it's great to read God's word together. So if you want to read it, this is from the Children's Bible. I'm going to read it out loud. Follow through with the youngsters if you want to. If you want to see the equivalent translation in the NIV, then that's in the Green Bibles. These are the 10 verses. We're going to pick out two ideas, and then we're going to sing, and then go to communion. My dear friends, you are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. So never think that some people are more important than others. Suppose someone comes into your church meeting wearing very nice clothes and a gold ring. At the same time, a poor person comes in wearing old, dirty clothes. You show special attention to the one wearing nice clothes. You say, please sit here, have this very good seat. But you say to the poor person, stand over there, sit on the floor by my feet. What are you doing? You are making some people more important than others. With evil thoughts, you are deciding which person is better. Listen, my dear friends, God chose the poor in the world to be rich with faith. He chose them to receive the kingdom of God promised to people who love him. But you show no respect to the poor person. And you know that it is the rich who are always trying to control your lives. They're the ones who are going to take you to court. They're the ones who are saying bad things against Jesus, the one who owns you. One law rules over all other laws. This royal law is found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you obey this law, then you are doing right. But if you are treating one person as if they were more important than another, then you are sinning. That royal law proves that you are guilty of breaking God's law. One person might follow all of God's law, but if they fail to obey even one command, they are guilty of breaking all the commands in that law. Lots of big ideas there, but hopefully the picture helps us. Some people get treated better, and that's not good, because we're called to love our neighbor, to love those around us. I expect we know plenty of stories in the Bible where we're taught about that. There's the summary again. we're going to look at this idea. We know that being a Christian, coming to follow Jesus,